In Dick of the Week, we talk about dirty stuff and use dirty language. We're rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
Dick of the Week. Dick of the Week.
Dick of the Week. Dick. Dick. Dick.
Dick of the Week.
Dick. Dick.
Dick of the Week.
Dick of the Week.
Dick of the Week.
Dick. Dick.
Dick of the Week.
Give me that D, yo.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Dick of the Week. I'm your host, Liz, and as we hinted at in the last episode, Stephanie is not with me today. Instead, I'm with a whole gaggle of romance writers. Sorry, I have a cramp in my leg.
Oh, no.
I'm fine. It's fine.
We just keep rolling with the punches here on Dick of the Week.
Anyway, I am in Michigan with some writer friends. So I'll just go around the table and introduce them. To my right, because you can see that, is Christina Mitchell. We've talked about her quite a bit on this show and how much Steph and I love her.
Hi.
What type of romance do you tend to write, Christina?
I write contemporary romance, and it's like a lot of angst and a good amount of funny.
Yeah.
A little snark, a little angst.
Sounds good. And then we have Mika Usher, who is another name we drop quite often on the show.
And you do say my name correctly now.
That was one time!
Mika. It's Mika. I write romantic comedy, contemporary romantic comedy. So it's a little snarky, a little sexy. Snexy,
as you
will. It's very snexy.
Yes. Super snexy.
Yeah. I feel like you need to trademark that. And
I probably should.
And, you know, make it the official Mika Usher tag.
Yeah, I mean, I was drunk when I came up with it, but it's fine.
It's a good time to come up with things. Yeah. That drunken golden hour. And then we have Victoria Salomon. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
You're right, yeah.
Okay, great. And you do?
I write fantasy with heavy elements of romance. Awesome. In the fantasy.
Perfect. And a little bit of YA in there sometimes?
Yeah. I think my last one was definitely YA. And the one I'm writing now is adult.
Awesome. And another name that gets dropped here, mostly because of her podcasting chops, Erin King.
Hi, y'all have heard me before. I talked about fan fiction with you.
Yeah, she's been a guest before. This is our second time guesting.
Yes.
But that was long distance guesting. This is in our face guesting.
Face in our face, yeah. I am all up in Liz's face right now.
It's really uncomfortable.
We're all feeling awkward about
it. Like, Erin, back off, please.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, this is what you get.
Erin has a fondness for licking things.
This is what she is inside.
Most of the ladies here are from, or at least live in, not necessarily from, but live in Michigan. And then Erin is from the DC area, and I'm in the St. Louis area. So we got a nice little mix going on between the type of romance we write and our locations and that good stuff.
I also write contemporary romantic comedy. I didn't say that. I just jumped right in and talked about licking, so.
As I do.
It's
on brand.
Yeah, I have a brand.
Anyway, so it's NaNoWriMo.
Good job! You did it!
Y'all are a bunch of bitches. They were giving me shit before recording that I always say NaNoWriMo, and I think Stephanie does too, so we just echo chamber NaNoWriMo at each other all the time.
But it's not National Novel Reading Month.
It's not
or
National
Reaming.
Reaming Month.
It's not reaming. I'm not reaming anything.
Oh my god.
Did you say reaming or rimming?
I've never done that either.
It amounts to the same thing.
Right? It's all, I mean, I would probably rim, she would ream.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would rhyme.
Yeah. What are you even talking about?
I do not know. So this is, we've been all locked in a cabin together all weekend. So.
Can you tell?
I feel like it's important to point out that Liz is insane because she drove, you know, many states away to spend a weekend in a cabin with people she'd never met before.
True.
So.
Yeah, a super remote cabin.
Yeah.
With no internet.
Data and
moderate cell signal.
My cell service has worked quite well this weekend.
That's so true.
That has not been an issue.
So you're just lucky that we're not murderers.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could have murdered you by now.
I know, multiple times over. Yeah. There's a lake right there to get rid of the body.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you don't get rid of bodies in lakes. That's ridiculous.
Christina watches a lot of true crime.
I do.
They float back up to the top.
I watch a lot of
Friends
and Files. That's
why you chop
me
up and feed the fishies with
no,
me.
No, that's a trail of DNA you do not want.
That's
no.
true. That's a lot of work.
If
you have to heft body parts.
But we've already discussed this. If this were a long con of like year plus of winning me over emotionally Ooh. To get me here, I feel like you're already put a lot of work into this.
We would be different kinds of writers if that was the case.
It's true. For all the true crime that Christina and I listen to, it's really kind of a shocker that we don't write like thrillers and suspense and stuff.
I think after you watch enough true crime shows, you realize how fruitless it is to commit crimes anymore because they will track you down.
Yeah. Also, I feel like writing mysteries and stuff requires a degree of, like, a level of smart that I don't have. Like, I just, my brain doesn't work that way. I love reading it, and I can usually figure out who done it, but I can't come up with the story and the whodunit and stuff.
I'm really bad at mysteries. Like, I can't. When I read them, I can't figure them out.
Oh, really?
If I watch a movie, usually I can sort it out, but for some reason, like in book form, I'm like, I don't understand what anybody's doing or who the killer could possibly be. I'm always surprised.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. What?
Me too. Me too. Even if it's like glaring in your face, you have a t-shirt that says bad guy on it, and I'll still be like, oh my God, he's the bad guy.
I remember when I was a teenager and the movie Scream came out,
mm-hmm.
and I got spoilered on who the killers were in the movie. Spoiler, it was two of them. And I got totally spoilered on it, so I already knew. And then when I watched the movie, I was completely convinced whoever spoiled me was wrong. I was like, there is no way.
So you were still surprised.
I was totally surprised. I was like, what? Oh, and I knew.
I love that movie, though. It's a really good movie.
I love that movie.
I think I had watched it Once Upon a Time Forever Ago, and I didn't have any memory of it, so I rewatched it, like, two or three Halloween seasons ago, and I was like, oh, my. Like I guess it never was spoiled. Somehow, through all my years, it had never been spoiled, and it was good. I liked it, but I was surprised. And it was good.
It's such a good movie.
The other ones, but the first one's excellent.
So, how has writing been going for everybody?
Mika just grumbles over there in the corner.
I feel like that was accurate, what Mika said.
Yeah. It's not, is basically what I'm trying to say. I haven't written a single word all weekend.
Well, so you have a different situation this year. You are working on something that you'd started before the month of November started.
Yeah, I'm smack dab in the middle of my super secret project. Yeah. So, and I had no outline when I usually have an outline. So kind of losing my shit right now.
So how has this process been for you versus your first four books?
I want to stab somebody.
Do you get stabby typically during your writing?
Yes.
No.
Yes, she does.
Christina says yes, she does.
There's a lot of threats of
I
violence.
Would second that.
Yeah.
Thirded.
You don't know me.
But you're doing the hardest part right now, in my opinion.
Which is writing a book, period.
Which is outlining from the middle point of the book.
Yeah, outlining blows.
Big mistake on my part. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
See, and I really thought, didn't you have a basic outline for at least the first part?
Nope. I got the idea and got excited and
just started writing,
jumped right in,
because you had a different idea that you scrapped because you got excited for this new secret project.
Yeah,
secret super project,
super secret,
there we go. Some lines of that.
Shh, secret.
I guess, can you at least spoil to the audience that it's outside of the universe you've been writing?
Yeah, it's completely different than the four books that I've got out right now. It's a completely different universe. None of the characters are going to be making an appearance in this first book of the series that I'm working on. But if I finish this book miraculously, I will be writing a new book in the same universe as my previous books. So,
yay!
Woo.
See some familiar faces again?
Oh, yeah.
Some of us have been waiting for that book for like 10 years.
This one in particular?
Well, just I knew that you were going to do that character's story at some point. And I really liked that character. I really liked both of those characters.
Yeah, hopefully I don't screw it up.
Yeah. So. You won't.
I know a lot about the story, so I should be fine.
Yeah.
But I still I have faith in you.
You'll get an outline.
You figured a lot of shit out last night. That's useful.
Before the wine.
Before the wine.
Before the wine.
Yeah.
You figured some shit out during the wine. You might have forgotten it all, but you figured some stuff out during the wine.
You actually were quite hunkered down until, like, you suddenly you looked at me like, guys, I'm drunk now. But, like, during that early process, like, you got a lot done.
I was very drunk.
Yeah. You got real quiet.
Which should have been the sign.
That was a sign.
We all thought you were
shit was going sideways.
Got real quiet, and then I got real not quiet.
Christina, what have you been tapping around at?
You're
doing it just a fun thing right now.
Right, yeah. I've been writing some fan fiction, so I was just writing smut mostly last night and today. And I opened up the file for the sequel to How to Stay, and then I closed it. So
hey!
You opened it, though.
I opened it up, though.
You looked at it. You started organizing beats.
I did. I looked at the beats.
I think that's anything, a big.
But it's a start. It's a start for sure. I had the first three beats, and I was just like, all right, good enough. And then I closed it, and I was like, I'm going to go back and write some more fan fiction. So.
Well, here at Dick of the Week, we are fans of fan fiction, so we're all for that. All
right.
But Stephanie might attack you if you don't work on book two.
We all will.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, it's written.
You're going to be the one that gets murdered this weekend. It's not going to be Liz.
You know what? That'll be the twist. That's a Shyamalan twist that I did not see coming.
Well, smut's fun to write. I haven't been writing anything sexy, and I'm sad.
Same. It's really fun because he's not a cinnamon roll.
Hey!
Yeah, doing a character who's kind of just not that.
I tried to write not a cinnamon roll. It didn't work for me.
It's working real well.
But I feel like you realize that, like, immediately into writing that character. You're like, oh, yeah, you're not a cinnamon. Or you are a cinnamon roll. You're not an alpha.
I wanted him to be an alpha. But I can't write alphas, as it turns out.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
I feel like my alpha has a little cinnamon roll in him. Very, very loyal, very devoted, but, like, you know.
Fuck you real hard.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and part of the problem that I think you're having with making this new hero into an alpha is that your heroine is pretty alpha.
Yeah.
So they it would be a really contentious story.
I tend to write alpha females.
You do.
Beta males,
yeah, you really do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for that.
I read a book a long time ago that was a pretty famous author, but she wrote a book with two alphas. It was miserable.
It stresses me out just thinking about it.
And even you couldn't buy the happy ending at all between these two, because there was no sense that either of them would ever give up enough control for them to have a relationship that wasn't just fighting and fucking all the time. Which maybe for some people is cool, but that's not a satisfying read for me.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I would agree. I read a book, a historical romance recently that was two alpha characters, and at the end of it, I was like, they're not going to work out.
No.
Okay, well, I guess that's a happily for now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Victoria, what are you working on?
I'm actually not starting a new project this NaNoWriMo. I am finishing up a project that I've been working on for a long time. That it's a book with a pretty complicated plot and a large cast of characters. And I'm also in school full time too, so.
And a mommy.
Yeah, so I'm busy.
Yeah, a little bit. Erin, what are you doing?
I am working on the sequel to last year's NaNoWriMo book.
Currently still unnamed.
It is currently last year's is still called I'm Bad at Titles, and this year's is called I'm Still Bad at Titles. That's what it says on the NaNoWriMo website, and so that is what it is.
You should name all your books that.
That's just what it is.
I'm still bad at titles. I'm still bad at titles. I'm still bad at titles.
Maybe we should use Roman numerals afterward.
Yeah, we're gonna. I'm still bad at titles too.
Super bad at titles. The Revenge.
The Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. No. Honestly,
Electric Boogaloo.
Honestly, I kind of love this. Like, this might just be what I do.
That's your niche.
For this series.
People are like, this is a romance? What?
Well, it's like my stupid...
A romantic comedy.
Yeah, well, it's like my stupid NaNoWriMo podcast is called Wet Hot American Moon Juice. And people are like, what the fuck does that mean? And I'm like, I don't know. Somebody typoed in the group chat and we got excited.
What word was it supposed to be?
I have no idea. Tracy said something and what she typed was moon. And we were like, what? And she goes, just thinking about the moon, and then said to moon emoji. And then it all spiraled from there.
Things happen.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what she was trying to type.
She probably doesn't even know.
She probably doesn't remember anymore.
I mean, that's how we got Yes Do. So.
It's true.
Yeah. Oh, we could name the titles after the Star Wars movies, like The Title Strikes Back.
Return.
Oh, I like that.
You're not really a Star Wars
I actively dislike title. Star Wars. Next so.
Ooh, we're the same person. Air
yeah.
five.
Air high five.
Because Luke Skywalker is the absolute worst.
Oh, he's so whiny.
He's a little bitch.
He's so whiny.
I shouldn't can't. Even say I actively dislike them because I've never watched one all the way through.
Oh, really?
I've never been able to.
Cultural references.
They were forced upon me when I was dating a boy.
You can't watch them as an adult and ever like it.
No,
it
has that's to true. Be
like born into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You have to watch it from infancy.
I've been watching like it since I was like five.
It requires yeah. nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yes. It requires a heavy amount of nostalgia because I did not see those movies. I saw one of the TV movies.
Oh, no.
No. Caravan of Courage. I saw that when I was a kid and I really loved it. But I never saw the Star Wars movies until I was like 22. And it was forced upon me by some gamer boys. And I hated it so much. Like, I could not even articulate. But I actually went and saw the one with Hayden Christensen. The first one with Hayden Christensen in the theater because I had a lady boner for him. Because he was in Life as a House and he was so good in that movie. And then he was so awful in Star Wars. Just like
awful.
Unbelievably bad. And I was like,
those are some
okay.
of the worst movies ever created.
Like, they're I believe bad. All Star Wars fans just like to pretend those don't exist.
True. Yes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The only one I've ever watched all the way through was Return of the Jedi, and I had just had some teeth pulled, so I was high on nitrous. So I don't remember anything except ice cream and Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, no!
That's the title of your book.
The Ice Cream and Jabba the Hutt, a love story.
And I, oh, God. That sounds like a freaking Chuck Tingle story is what that sounds like. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. The Ice Cream Jabba Deer Hutt.
Oh, gross. There is no Jabba the Hutt in my current book or my previous book or any future books. She says now.
That's fortunate.
Yeah.
Don't do that to your
It's going
to
be okay.
No. No, my readers.
Sneak it into your edits.
No, Liz is officially off the beta team. She doesn't get to beta read my books because she's going to insert references to Jabba the Hutt.
I won't.
Turn off track changes. Just randomly type Jabba the Hutt.
You can probably actually do that in my books because I write nerds. So
it's true. It might make sense in her book.
Yeah. I mean, you have a nerd.
It would have made
lots of nerds.
It would have made more sense in the first book. This yes. one isn't. They're not nerds.
No.
No. They're my hero is a third grade teacher and my heroine is a high school art teacher.
So teachers.
Yeah, they're teachers, which doesn't mean that they're not nerds, but I don't really have either one of them
like that
slated that way. Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of the bad boy.
He started out as a bad boy. So when I conceptualized this book, this was totally independent of Nola and Roger's book. I had a sex dream about Theo Rossi, who plays Juice on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh my God.
And I woke up and I was...
He's so hot.
He's so hot, right? Yeah. And I woke up and I was like, I'm gonna write a story about that. It doesn't make... I mean, it's evolved so much. Like, Theo... His name being Theo in the story and he rides a motorcycle, that's about where the similarities end. But yeah, he started out as a bad boy, but now he's a cinnamon roll who's back in town to help take care of his sister-in-law and their kid, his sister-in-law and his niece because his brother's in jail.
But his brother's the real bad boy.
His brother is the bad boy.
He's like the bad boy by approximation.
Yeah. The rest of the town lumps him in as like a bad seed. But really, it's just that his brother gets into a lot of shit. And Theo is usually... Yes.
Yeah, he's hot.
Theo Rossi. You know, specifically with the Sons of Anarchy,
with
he has like...
Tattoos.
He's got the mohawk and the tattoos on his head.
I don't think he's cute without the tattoos.
No, but
the tattoos do a thing.
Apparently, he plays a bad guy on Luther?
I've heard that's a really good show.
I think that's the show, and he's like, I haven't watched it, but I've seen some snippets, and he's really good, and he's like
so bad, but you just want to fuck him.
He's kind of scary looking. A little bit.
Yeah.
He is such a cinnamon roll He's such a cinnamon roll on Sons of Anarchy.
Christina has a major boner for sociopaths.
Bad boys. Like fictional ones. Yes, I mean, I'm fictional. Not like writing sociopaths in prison or anything like that, but I do have a soft spot. My life is over yet, so we'll see what the future holds, but right now it's just I like fictional bad boys like Siler from Heroes.
Never seen Heroes.
Oh my god.
Oh, Heroes is good.
What is that naked man?
Siler did all the
That naked man is Theo Rossi.
That's a mess. That's a mess.
Oh, I love him, Christina.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to throw him up on the
Zachary
Instagram.
Zachary Quinto is like.
You love his armpit hair.
I love everything about him, including his armpit hair.
She has a thing for Zachary Quinto's armpit hair.
That is the weirdest kink I think I've ever heard. Like, not to yuck your yums at all, but like.
No, I think
God damn it, Mika.
No. I don't think this is anything new. I feel like I've heard this before.
I'm sure I have.
I'm sure that previously. Mika has brought it up before.
Yeah, because I'm an asshole.
I love you.
No wonder your women are the asshole alphas.
But it's not all armpit hair. It's just I saw a picture one time of Zachary Quinto lying on a couch with his arm up.
Yes!
And
I've seen this.
Yeah,
oh, no, I
got,
do know this
he's
story.
He's got, like, this really silky, like, armpit. Ugh. It's really beautiful looking. I don't know. I was just like, wow, that's really pretty, and I like everything about him, and I would touch his armpit hair. And nobody's ever let me forget that. Like, my other friend call me and leave me voicemails as Zachary Quinto's armpit hair. It would just be this is Zachary Quinto's armpit hair calling for Christina, and I'd be like, fuck
you. Christina. Hey, Christina, would you like to pet me?
Oh, my God.
I'm nice and clean.
Would you pet me?
Would you?
I pet me.
you can sniff me, too. I put on some fresh deodorant.
Fuck all of you. With love.
Liz, you're very attractive when you do that man voice.
Mika really likes it when I do my man voice.
It makes me tingle a little bit.
She gets tingles in her jingles.
I guess I'm working on book two of my series. It's Travis and Ellie. I've mentioned characters before, but Travis is supposed to also be an alpha, but he's really a cinnamon roll at heart who, because he had his heart broken, forced himself to be an alpha, but he's really not. And he's not great at being an alpha. He's just kind of a dick sometimes. And Ellie.
Most of the time.
Same, honestly.
Into it.
That's who I am inside.
And then Ellie is, I don't even know how to describe her. She's loud and loving and passionate and competitive and really rubs Travis the wrong way.
And then she rubs him the right way.
And she rubs him the right way. But it's an enemies to lover / work romance with a road trip? ? There's a work trip that has to happen. They're probably flying. They're probably not driving because time.
Those are all excellent tropes.
Yeah. Just throwing them all in there.
I feel like you need a few more, though.
Mm-hmm. I feel like most office romances have a little bit of the enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like bus man and secretary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and it, technically Ellie's actually in a higher power position than Travis.
I bet that pisses him right off.
Oh, he's so angry. Fucking hates it. But, you know, Javier's secretly playing matchmaker in this book, so.
I feel like it's not even that much of a secret. If either one of them would just, like, open their eyes and pay any attention at all, they would see exactly what he's doing.
The entire friend group is in on it, and I just wrote a scene a second ago before we started recording where Ben pretty much tells Travis's mom, like, hey, when they're in Nashville on work, you gotta do your mom magic and play matchmaker. And Travis is really angry right now. So. Yeah, it's been fun. It's also been fucking frustrating. I don't know. This book is pulling teeth, I feel like.
Books are hard.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you're doing word counts every day.
What do you mean?
Like, are you trying to make a certain word count for NaNoWriMo, or are you kind of just seeing how far you get with it?
I mean, I prefer to stick with, like, the chart that they have. Like, I like to stay on the, like, write at least the 1,667 words a day. And if I can do more than that, awesome. I had a day last week where I think I wrote 82 words, you know, things like that happen. I'm competitive like Erin, and I like to have my daily, I like to keep my streak going. So even if it is literally I write 50 words, then I write 50 words.
So that's how you get those badges.
Gotta get those badges.
Badges of honor on the NaNoWriMo site when they decide to give it to you.
Yeah.
NaNoWriMo site's drunk this year.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts on this.
Oh my God, this website. Well, for one thing, they decided to revamp it like in September, and their event is in November.
Ooh.
So,
well, they at least released it. I don't know how long.
I'm sure they've been working on it for a long time, but the new site went live like late September, early October, and
it's horrible.
Like, we're on what, day 9 right now, and I just got my 7-day badge. Like, I've updated my word count every single day. And like 2 days late, they're like, oh, you did do this on day 7. It'll randomly tell me, like, it'll change the word count that I have.
Yeah.
That kind of defeats the fun of the website, right?
Yeah.
It's very much not user-friendly.
The forums are bad, and you have to, like, earn access to some of them.
Which, understand, like, I get that a little bit to try to avoid, like, trolls and robots and bad things like that, but
sure.
Like, you can't just jump in and be a part of this community. You have to like earn the trust of the forum by like reading enough things and then it like unlocks these other things.
And like if you're trying to go in and be like, hey, is anybody a lawyer in Texas? I need to know about Texas divorce laws for my story. Like, you better hope you got enough street cred to get into that forum, because otherwise,
seriously,
I don't know if those types of forums are locked down. I haven't really explored it all that much, but there was definitely one that I tried to get into.
I know
just
the erotica
to read something.
One. I know the erotica forum, you have to be able to unlock it.
Oh, really?
Which makes sense. Not just like, you know, a 15-year-old can't just wander in there.
Sure, but
still,
yeah.
Like, I don't quite get it.
I don't really use the website for much besides updating my word count, but I do like the digital badges, like, a lot.
Yeah,
I really enjoy them.
How much you enjoy those?
It is a little bit weird, but I'm a very competitive person,
it's
and
validation.
So if there is a checkbox that I can check, I will do it.
Yeah, I like that too.
I was real mad that when they updated it, I lost like all of my like writing buddies that I had.
Yeah,
because there are some people that you don't talk to very often, but they're on the NaNoWriMo site, and they were all gone.
And there is apparently a way to import them. But I don't know what
you can find. You can archive.nanorimo.org, I think it is. You can at least look and see who they are. But I think you need to, like, you know, look at it, find them on the new site, add them, look at it. Like, I don't think you can just transfer it.
Yeah.
And then I was reading on the forums, people complaining about how the website, just the way it was designed, is really, really bad for people who have, like, dyslexia and other learning problems or disabilities. And I'm like, really? Like, shouldn't, for this being an organization that is all about like wanting to really spread the love of writing and this challenge, it's a worldwide thing, you think that having the website be accessible and inclusive would be like top bill for them.
Yeah, but not so much apparently.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know, like, it looks like it's trying to be like super hip, bubbly design, and
it's
just
very pretty. I mean,
yes,
it, like, it's a much nicer looking site than it used to be.
I'd rather just have the looks like it's from the early 2000s, like,
but it works.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
but at least, like, you know, Romance Writers of America, they updated their site last year, this year, somewhere in there, and it looks about the same but functions about half as well.
Oh geez, no. So,
it's really, really frustrating and really bad for the, like, chapters that have to, like, work with the work with it, that it's not very user friendly at
That's
all.
And so
they spent so much time and so much effort on it, and I know they're working so hard at it, but, like, oof, it's not great.
Technology's the worst.
Yeah. 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 For every, like, gain, you're like, okay, well, now we have this functionality, except that all of this functionality is now gone. So.
Yeah. Lame.
My husband works as a like a website and app tester. And so like his job is literally to like go through these things and find the bugs and what's working and what's not working. And then telling the designers like, all right, you need to fix these things. So like every time I was showing him the new website and I'm like, look at this stupid graph. And he's like, what the fuck is that? Like he was just getting so outraged like with some of the things on the website and like the functionality of it. Now like things just are literally broken. Like it's almost half through NaNoWriMo and like the website.
You said it right.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Yay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, and you didn't have to like stop and think about it that time.
Ooh, it's coming. It's coming now.
Yeah.
Going in your head.
Stephanie's next.
We'll train her up good.
Get her butt to Michigan. Bring the baby. We'll leave the baby at home.
Yeah. I don't think the baby would like to be in this cabin with us.
No, that would not be great. Anyway. Oh, God. So I guess, I mean, obviously the goal of NaNoWriMo is 50,000 words. Is everyone actually working towards that, or do you have your own individual goals instead of that?
Well, Vic, you're just trying to finish yours, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, do any of us want to? Yeah, I guess some of us want to hit actual 50,000. I feel like all of us have like totally different goals this year. Yeah.
I think that Aaron and Liz are both aiming for.
You're both
hitting.
I would like. I plan to win. Yeah, I plan. I'm gonna. Okay. Yeah.
I'm in it to win it.
We're gonna win. But I would also like a usable draft of it. Like last year, I focused really hard on the words and not as much on does this actually make sense.
Yeah.
And this year I'm trying really hard to avoid doing things where I just like type out a shopping list for half a page just to get the words.
Oh yeah.
See, I didn't function like that at all. I was trying to write well and get the words.
Last year my thinking was I can fix it later. And I ended up, most of what I wrote during NaNoWriMo last year did not make it into the final draft.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Like I've got, there were times where I was like, I don't know, I just feel like writing a sex scene. So I would just write a sex scene that didn't make any sense in the context of the story.
Yeah. I've when got, in doubt, there's have an, whip it out.
Yeah, there's, an, there's an entire sexting scene that didn't make it in because it wasn't even good. And there was like a blowjob car scene that didn't make it in because...
Why did everybody look at me?
I wasn't going to say anything.
I didn't look at you.
God.
I looked at you.
Liz did too.
Well, because I looked at you specifically because I feel like I had mentioned both of those scenes to you.
I remember our group talking about your sexting conversation because I think we were all like, we don't even know how to sext properly.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
except
I don't know how
like,
to.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm real good at the sexting.
I don't know how to sext, as evidenced by this scene that I cut because it was bad.
She's real good at the sexting.
The sexting. The sexting.
I'm also real good at the car blow job. So, you know.
I mean, you can't really prove that.
I mean, no.
No, take your word for it. I could say that I am,
proof,
too.
But.
Yeah, I know.
God.
You knew what this was.
I know, and I'm very excited. I love it.
You know, speaking of the NaNoWriMo, the second book that I wrote for NaNoWriMo, because I wrote like three before How to Stay. I
think, oh, okay.
Like something like that. And I think it was the second one. I could not figure out how to end it, and I was so tired and done with NaNoWriMo that like the last two paragraphs happened like 2 minutes to midnight, and they were like, I don't know how to end this story sucks, I don't know why I'm still writing, I can barely see straight, NaNoWriMo, you're the best, you're the worst, I hate you, ooh, 50,000, the end. And that was like,
oh my god.
That was the end of the book, because I was like, I'm done.
My first NaNoWriMo I had a lot that was like, all I need is the words, I'm just gonna type some words. I don't even know what the story is anymore. It ended up not going where I thought it was, but I just need the words. So I'm taking a break. And I mean, I do cheat a little bit. Like I wrote like a blurb for the book and I wrote acknowledgments for the book. This one that I'm working on now. And I counted it towards my 50,000, but I did that because I was like, I don't know where to go. Like it's time for me to write. I need to write, but I need to like let the ideas percolate a little bit, but this is the time that I have to write, so I'm just going to put some words on the page. And if I hit 50,000 before the end of the month, then I'm going to keep going, and I can always take those words out of my word count later. But, I mean, they're words that are related to the book, and I wrote them in November, so I'm counting them.
I, th-
you know, I'm fascinated with the process of writing and how different it is for people, because I really think that for a lot of people that do nano, even if you're literally typing a grocery list, I think actually typing those words can lead to more words of a story.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish I could do nano. I've never been the type of writer to do that because I'm a perfectionist and I have to have everything completely outlined. And I'm just a slower writer than that.
Because I know some people will start outlining in like September or October to like go in with a full flush plan.
Yeah,
those are the people that like can get 50,000 words in like the first week because they just continue on.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's usually how I approach it. That is not how I approached it this year.
Most of my NaNoWriMo novels were unusable because I did not outline.
Yeah.
And they were just hash.
Well, and Vic, you write such complicated stuff, too.
This book is really complicated. It's unnecessarily complicated, I think.
Which is your favorite kind.
Yeah, it might be my favorite kind. But, no, I just think, I've read about, it's also sometimes called the zero draft.
Yeah.
Where you write, like, you just write, and it's kind of shit, right? You just put down the story, the bones of the story, and I've never been able to do that.
That's essentially what my usual outlining process is I write very, very long outlines, like 10,000 word outlines, and it's a zero draft.
Yeah, a lot of zero drafts are like, you know, 20,000 words or 50,000 words for what will be a 100,000 word book.
I wrote a 20,000 word outline once
for Good Night and Go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think my brain can function.
Did it have like entire scenes like written out?
Like,
did you have like dialogue
scenes,
and stuff?
Dialogue,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe my drafts are zero drafts without meaning to be. My drafts tend to be a lot of just like they almost read like scripts and sections because it's just dialogue. Mika and Liz, when they beta read for me, all of their feedback was like, what do these people look like? What are they thinking? What are they doing? This is just dialogue. We need more.
Give me some inside stuff.
Yeah.
Well, my problem, well, not with this book. Well, part of my problem with this book is it's the first time I've started a new book in 2 years because the last two nanos I was working on the same book. And so I'm like, oh, starting books is difficult. I forgot that. Because 2017, I literally decided on November 1st, I'm going to do nano. And just jumped right in.
Wow.
Good or bad, I just jumped right in.
Did you win that year?
I did.
That's what I thought.
That's where Javier and Olivia came from. And then I was like, I am so burnt out. And then put it aside, and I was too busy focusing on writing scripts anyway. So I went back to Space America and Love and Lust. And then I was like, all right, well, I want to finish this book, so I think it was like September or so, I started really kind of figuring out what needed to happen and like removing, like I ended up writing, like pretty much starting over, like not fully starting over, but like changing things of like, okay, here's actually like more or less the outline in my brain. And changing it and writing another 50,000 words. And then
that's how it ended up being over 100,000 words is because you had two nanos worth of material in it.
But then I cut a bunch of stuff, and then it was like in order to like fill gap holes, added things, and like
because
I didn't use everything from both nanos.
Yeah.
And but
still though.
Yeah. So trying to not do that this time is
it's okay. I'll take all those
stressful
extra words cuz God knows I need them. Especially if they're character descriptions and
but Christina, you write long too.
Yes, I do.
So at least I'm not alone in this.
You're not alone at all. How to Stay was originally 112K, and I managed to after 5 years, I got it down to 98K. And last night, I opened the file for the second book, which will be called How to Dare, and that book is 116K, which I did write during NaNoWriMo.
That's impressive that
that's,
you did that in 30 days.
It's nuts. That was
really bizarre. Like my brain would literally not work.
Yeah. I was literally writing like 10,000 words like a night or something like that for a lot of nights. Like it was just like I was up till 1 a.m. just writing straight through from the time I got home from work.
So. Man.
It was like you basically did nano twice in 1 month.
Yeah, I did, because I finished 50,000 on day 14.
I've looked at, just looking at the forums and, like, what people are doing. Like, there's a lot of people who do that.
Yeah.
And I think some of them actually do end up taking, like, a week off work or something like that. Like, yeah, but I don't know.
And there's some people who fudge it. There's some people who fudge those numbers, I think, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
But, I mean, like, to be totally fair, though, I usually write sex scenes first. And so they take up a lot of words.
Yeah.
Mine do, anyway.
50% of them are cock.
Yeah, at least one of them is. Yeah.
Just one.
I know we've had group chats about this a little bit. Speaking of cock.
Oh, I love
it. Preferred. Title of the episode.
There you go.
Preferred penis words. Yeah,
it's cock for me.
Cock?
Yeah, I love me some cock.
We know.
I actually prefer cock in real life and fiction, I suppose.
Yeah, every now and then I'll use the word dick, but usually not in a sex scene. If a dude is thinking about his bits,
he would call it a dick.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But in the female perspective, unless she's calling somebody a dick, she doesn't think of it as a dick.
No,
not in sex scenes. I'm pretty sure that Nola has referenced Roger's dick in the past, but I don't know if it ended up staying in. But it's things along the lines of, like, they're having a conversation and, like, joking around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, what, you thinking with your dick again? Or something like that. Right, but she's not going to, like, call it that in the middle of sex.
It's not a sexy time word.
Dick is not a sexy word. It's not. And if you've, I'm old, so I don't sext, but, like, when I was younger and I had cyber sex.
Ooh,
I know.
I've never done that either.
Back in the old days.
I'm so boring.
No, it was bad. It was awful. And men can't write sex to save their lives. And they would just be like, I shove you against the wall, I stick my dick in you, are you wet now? And I'm like, no! Oh, God!
No, I'm actually drier than I was when we started this.
It's like the Sahara down here. No, I don't know. That word is gross. I don't like it.
That's hilarious.
And, like, we talked about erection as well. Erection is one of those words.
That was an ongoing
battle.
I thought Mika was going to unfriend me over that one.
I moved the word erection around in my book, like, 8 times because every time I would get it back and Christina or Aaron or... No, Liz didn't really have a say on the word erection.
Liz was nicer about it than we were.
Yeah. Well, see, like, here's the thing. Sometimes, like, I don't feel like you can say cock like 50 times in
a
sex scene.
And no,
so, like,
it's true.
And so sometimes you need to say something like erection or, like, I don't know. Like, you have to vary it up and it gets tricky.
You do have to vary it.
But that sounds medical.
Right. Like, for me, like, touching an erection is fine.
So
sliding an erection in feels gross.
Yeah. Like, well, I think my big beef was that it was a scene written from Nate's point of view. During sex, and he called it an erection, and I'm like, I don't.
Wait, do you think he would say boner? Like, what? Cock, dick, penis.
I feel like penis. I feel like penis is a Nate word.
Wizzy winkle.
It was one where, like, erection from the guy's point of view in a sex scene just sounded so critical to me.
Like, hold up, let me roll a condom down my erection.
Right. Now, see, if Birdie had said, I rolled the condom down his erection, that's fine. But with the, like, from the male perspective in a sex scene, and I'm picking on Nate and Birdie only because that was the particular instance. Yeah. But, I mean, I did it too with Nola and Roger. There were times when I wrote the word erection and I was like, nope, delete, delete, delete.
The moral of this story is I will probably never use the word erection in any of my books ever again.
We broke her.
Yeah.
So when Mika uses the word boner, PTSD. You'll know why.
Yeah.
What about hardness?
That's a kind of a go-to for, I think, most writers that write.
Yeah. Length.
That sounds historical to me. I feel like
it does.
Yeah.
It's his manhood.
I will never say manhood seriously.
No.
I use length a lot. Like, particularly in reference to, like, putting on the condom and stuff. Like, rolling the condom down as length. That kind of thing. Sometimes shaft. Shaft sounds a little historical too, but
I think I tend to just reference it as them. So, like, he slid himself inside instead of, like, naming the organ.
Yeah.
Christina, your book is third person, Aaron's book is third person, which I think also then is different if the narrator is saying something versus the character in their head is saying something. Like, if the narrator can get away with some of these words, I feel like better than someone's brain thoughts.
Well, I'm writing deep POV, so it is in their head, even though it's third person.
Same.
But I do, I can see that. I don't know, I don't know, it's the euphemisms are so gross. It's really hard. Like, how come there's not more words in the English language for, like, clitoris? There's not more words. That's
it's
how you end
clit.
Up. With
just
clit. Her mound. Her
love,
bundle,
love,
love
button.
Her love button.
Nub.
Her nub. Oh, God.
The sensitive bundle of nerves.
A sensitive bundle of nerves. Oh, my God. Like, the English language does not have great, like, there's not a lot of synonyms for, like, moan.
For such a complex language, it's really limited.
It is really limited. Like,
writing sex is really hard.
It is.
It's
really
surprisingly
difficult.
So
I feel
hard.
Like I'm horrible.
That's
at
what
it.
She said.
I missed something.
Mika said, writing sex is really hard. And then I said, that's what she said. But I said it in a normal voice, unlike Mika.
That is very indicative of both of you. Like, it's so hard. And then she's like, that's what she said.
Erin is a filthy, filthy woman, but she says it in the most cheerful voice.
Erin
is surprisingly filthy.
I'm super filthy, which is why it makes me laugh when you're surprised when I let the word pussy out. Vic did the same thing. Vic said pussy earlier, and Mika was like, oh my God, what are you doing?
So, like, the thing is, like, Erin and I have been friends for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And I did not realize until the last couple years just how filthy she actually is.
It's true.
She is filthy, filthy. Like, the
it's
most
true.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But then again, though, like, Mika, when I met you, you were so reserved. And I think everybody sort of thought you were shy. And you were not shy at all. You were just super reserved. And so the first time you said the word fuck, you were sitting in my car. And you said it, and I remember being like, like, you swore. And you were like, yeah, I do that. Like,
I have cute face.
You do, yeah.
Liz is the same, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. You guys have, like, a cute mask
we're
that you wear.
Deceptively
so
cute.
That...
And apparently, deceptively short. Like, what?
I am
deceptively tall.
You're,
yeah.
Liz,
you're short
Liz
on the
claims
inside.
To be 5'7", but she's like 5 feet tall.
She actually is
5'7".
Her boobs are perfect head wrestling height. So.
Yeah, no, yeah. She is actually 5'7". Just all of us thought that she was tiny before we met her, and we were convinced I was convinced that we were going to get here, and I was going to be like, no, you're like 5'4". What do you think? That extra 3 inches is just your hair. But no, she's taller than me.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
I've been 5'7" since 8th grade.
Again.
I've not grown.
You have cute short energy.
It's like the opposite of big dick energy.
It is,
big dick energy!
I feel like you can have both.
Yeah, when you give
we
me that
rename
man voice,
it.
You got big dick energy.
Yeah, yeah, your man voice has big dick energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My alter ego.
Strong pussy energy.
Do the man
strong.
I
big
have big dick energy.
There you go.
Yeah.
She missed it.
She wasn't even paying attention.
Did you just say I don't like boobs?
No, I said fuck boobs.
Oh. I was going to say, I thought an hour ago you declared yourself a boob woman.
Make
up your damn mind, Mika.
Last night I was an ass girl.
I know.
This morning I was a boob woman.
And now you don't like boobs.
Well,
fuck
I,
boobs.
No, I said fuck boobs because you guys were...
We were renaming
big boob energy.
Big boob.
Big boob energy. And I was like, no, I don't like that. So fuck boobs. That's where that came from.
And then was big boob
generally
energy.
Speaking, I really like boobs. Boobs are awesome.
Boobs are awesome.
Yeah. I don't know why I looked at you when I said that.
Well, you
because
did,
Liz
we
has great boobs.
We discussed Liz's boobs extensively this weekend. She's got a great rack.
Did you say we or you?
Well, Liz and I. Liz and I have had conversations.
That
about
is true.
Body parts.
Can confirm.
Her body parts.
Yeah. Can confirm. I'm sitting right here for him.
I do need to point out that everybody sitting around this table right now has a really great ass.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a thing.
I mean,
mine's gone numb from all the sitting that we've done this weekend.
Yeah. Great ass energy?
Great.
There we go.
Hot ass energy.
Oh, God.
We're at 49 minutes.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Those of you who have books published for people to read, how do they find you?
On the internet.
All right, Mika.
Well, my books are everywhere. Well, the first three are. The fourth is Make a Move is exclusively on Radish.
Say that name again.
Make a Move is exclusively. That's the word I'm struggling at. Exclusively. Exclusively.
Got it.
On Radish.
On Radish.
Nailed it.
For now.
Until the beginning of next year, and then I'll release it wide everywhere else. But yeah, the first three in the Breakaway series are available everywhere books are sold. So.
Neat.
Yeah. fancy.
Christina?
I only have the one book because I'm not as fancy as Mika.
But it's available in paperback now!
It is available in paperback! Woo!
It's a sexy paperback. You should all buy it.
It's true.
Really, I licked it. Yeah, we all witnessed it.
A really pretty book.
It's a very pretty book.
But maybe don't lick it because that was real weird.
It does taste like paper. I don't...
Not Doritos.
No. Man, if you could make your book taste like Doritos... That'd be great.
I'm on it for the next one. Uh-huh. I'm going to try to make it taste like whiskey.
I was going
to
say Doritos would make sense for that one.
Yeah, Doritos would actually make more sense for How to Stay. Yeah. No, it's available.
I do have a whiskey scratch and sniff book.
Oh, do you?
How does it taste?
I've not licked it.
Why not?
Because I don't like paper.
Maybe you should start.
Aaron's the resident licker.
Aaron's the licker.
Yeah, I lick things to claim them. Mostly just hot men, but occasionally books, apparently.
She went all in on the book.
To be fair, though, it would not have occurred to me if you had not written inside it, you don't have to lick this book, it's already yours.
Oh my God.
That's what gave me the idea.
You brought that upon yourself.
Yeah. I did bring that upon myself.
And at first I just gave it a little lick, but then I went in real hard.
Yeah, you went in real hard on it.
As you do.
Yep. Top to bottom. Except, no, it was the other way around. It was bottom to top.
I was going to say, no, that was
the wrong way to do that.
Tell me more.
You were there. Do you really want me to tell you more?
Can we get a reenactment? Victoria didn't get to see it.
Don't like my book.
You know, I actually think I might pass.
No, we're doing it. It's too late.
It's happening.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I can confirm. It was an intense lick.
It was a long,
there was like eye
lick.
Contact.
Yeah, there was some real weird eye contact there. Yeah,
the romance book club does not have as much flavor as How to Stay. And I say that with all sincerity. Romance doesn't taste like anything, but How to Stay tasted like paper.
Yes.
Now I want to lick all of Mika's books and
take
see how
that,
they taste.
Take that, Mr. K. Adams.
Yeah, let's find out.
This is science. Something so sweet.
Is it sweet? Does it taste like cupcakes?
It tastes more like How to Stay than it tastes like bromance. It's not okay. Tastes like cupcakes. Good night and go.
Potato chips and ice cream.
Also paper. Much like How to Stay.
Okay.
And this one should really taste like pizza.
I feel like this one
should really
taste like boners.
Are you knowing me?
Yes.
I was hoping these were still shut. Ready to run.
Does it taste like boners?
It just tastes like paper.
God damn it. That's really disappointing
now
because
all
like
my books are wet.
You have to
like each so of my hard. Books have a very distinct food in them.
They
should all taste like
they should have different
I'm
flavors.
I'm telling you, make the books taste like
the food that is talked about in them, and more people will be so much more like it. Like people will be like, oh man, these are the flavored books,
so
and they'll give them to all of their friends.
Romance. Yeah,
scratch and sniff romance sounds
oh, man,
awful.
These are the
It's just gonna smell like cum.
I'm just gonna state right now, I do not want to scratch and sniff any Chuck Tingle book.
Oh
my God.
No. No. I'm not gonna lick those either.
No, don't
lick those. Don't put that
oh
in
my
your
God.
Mouth.
No.
Christina, you have a readers group, yes?
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I
what
do.
Is it?
Oh gosh.
Christina Mitchell's Sparkle-tastic.
Sparkle-tastic.
Sparkle AF. Something sparkly. I don't
My tongue
know.
Feels
you know,
weird.
I actually think it's just
the glue.
Christina Mitchell's Sparkly AF reader group.
Yeah, I think the name the of it is actually just like CM.
For the website?
Yeah, no, for the group on Facebook. I think it's like groups / like CM books or something. I don't know. If you go to just like Christina Mitchell books, so facebook.com/ Christina Mitchell books, there's a link for it on there for my reader group.
Hey, future Liz, link to it on Dick of the Week Facebook page.
And Mika, you also have readers group. Yeah,
I do.
What is that?
Snark Sex Swears. So it's Mika Usher, Snark Sex Swears, and Mika Usher reader group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun. We do like Thirsty Thursday and talk about hot people.
Ooh, can I claim next Thirsty Thursday and post pictures of Theo Rossi?
Yes, you can.
Someone remind me.
Yeah. Make a note in your phone.
My phone's over there.
Okay.
Remind me to make a note in my phone.
Aaron, what podcasts do you want to pimp out?
Oh, Jesus. So James and I are wrapping up Newsies Minute. So that one is almost done. I also do one called FMK All Day with my friend Elizabeth, where we play Fuck, Marry, Kill. No holds barred. It's weird.
It's a wild ride.
It's a wild ride. And I just started my NaNoWriMo podcast. It's called Wet Hot American Moon Juice. And me and a team of four other writers, each week we sit down and discuss how NaNoWriMo's going. And it's, don't let the name fool you. Like, the name is it's a weird, stupid name.
It's an awesome name.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I mean, I like it, but it doesn't make any sense.
No.
But, like, the conversations so far that we have been, like, really good, insightful conversations. And this group of people, they're all so incredibly creative and talented that, yeah. And we have a Google voicemail that you can call into and share your NaNoWriMo woes. And
I have many of those.
Wheeze.
We should have been calling in this entire weekend.
I'm not really NaNoWriMoing at this moment. I haven't written a single word for NaNoWriMo.
But you're still functioning and working through things. And
I appreciate that you didn't put air quotes around functioning.
Didn't even cross my brain.
I mean, they wouldn't have seen them anyway.
Yeah. But it still meant a lot to me.
I feel like you can hear air quotes. You're still functioning.
Functioning.
Victoria, do you have anything to pimp out or whatever?
I'm not published yet. Maybe someday, though.
Don't you have cool drawings for people to look
at?
Yeah,
she's a ridiculously talented artist.
Yes. Completely unrelated to my writing. I'm an artist. I'm a portrait artist. And you can see my work on Instagram at Victoria M. Solomon, which is all O's in the last name.
Awesome. So traditionally on Dick of the Week, we end in I guess just first off, does anyone have closing thoughts or anything?
I like balls.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it.
We always come back to balls.
Paper makes your tongue feel weird.
Yeah. Don't look. Are you regretting your choices?
No.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, perpetuating the science experiment. These are my observations.
I regret paper makes your tongue feel friends about things that I find attractive.
Well, traditionally, at Dick of the Week, I always read a stupid pickup line to whoever I am talking to. So y'all get to do this time. This time, I searched nerdy pickup lines.
Oh, dear.
It seemed fitting. Should I do it in my man voice?
Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah. Do it.
Hey, baby. I'm like a Rubik's Cube. The more you play with me, the harder I get.
Oh, man. Now be honest. Would that work on you, Mika?
It might. Yeah. Nerds are my thing.
Oh, God. Well, thank you all for joining me on this special episode of Dick of the Week. I appreciated stepping away from the writing for an hour to do this. And listeners, as always, you can find us at calamitycast.com. You can listen to us at all the things. We love reviews and ratings because that helps people find us. And as always, hit us up on Twitter or our Facebook group, LNL Smutcast, and let us know how your nano is going, because we want to hear and suffer with you. So
much suffering.
Bye.
Balls.
Thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you, so contact us at lnlsmutcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at lnlsmutcast. Find episodes of this and other great shows at calamitycast.com or wherever you find your podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Dick of the Week.
This has been a Calamity Cast production. For more content, visit calamitycast.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.